International Prayer Lessons, Weekly Home Study Lessons on Prayer by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Copyright 2018, all rights reserved. Available at www.internationalprayerlessons.com. For the next 31 weeks, we will study the prayer principles for growing spiritually closer to God in Christ from the devotional book, The Believer's Secret of the Abiding Presence, by Andrew Murray and Brother Lawrence. Compiled and edited with prayers by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Published by Bethany House Publishers, copyright 1987, by Lewis Gifford Parkhurst, Jr., all rights reserved. Each week's International Prayer Lesson will include the audio recording of one chapter from The Believer's Secret of the Abiding Presence. After listening, complete the EasyPrint notebook page. These notebook pages can be printed from www.internationalprayerlessons.com. You will gain the most from this study if you will spend time thoroughly learning the prayer principles in each reading throughout the week, and then through practicing daily prayer the principles you are learning. The more often you listen to each week's lesson during the week, the more you will learn and the more effectively you will pray. Listen now to the introduction to the International Prayer Lessons from The Believer's Secret of the Abiding Presence. Andrew Murray. Andrew Murray was born in South Africa in 1828. After receiving his education in Scotland and Holland, he returned to that land and spent many years there as both pastor and missionary. He was a staunch advocate of biblical Christianity. He is best known for his many devotional books. Brother Lawrence. Brother Lawrence was born in Lorraine, France, as Nicholas Herman. At middle age, he became a lay brother in the Order of the Carmelites. His thoughts on the presence of God were collected and published. He was a monastery cook who died in 1691 near the age of 80. His approach to God was through Christ in love and faith. L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. has compiled, edited, and written many devotional books. He is the author of the International Bible Lessons Commentary. Preface. After Jesus sent the Holy Spirit into the hearts of his disciples on the day of Pentecost, we find no record of them ever regretting the absence of the physical presence of Jesus. They had nothing to regret, because he was present with them through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Wherever they were, whether together in Jerusalem or scattered about in various parts of the world on their missionary tours, Christ was present with each one of them personally and individually. Jesus has promised us exactly what we find in the lives of his first disciples, his very presence empowering us to live the Christian life. Andrew Murray recognized, quote, "the failure of the church as a whole to enter experientially into the abundance of the life that is in Christ, and to teach definitely the fullness of his power to redeem and to save. The church must stand with a more triumphant gospel if the dead weight of dullness and unspirituality, of unbelief and heathen tradition, is to be lifted from the church. The tides would surely run more strongly if the church, as a whole, had a firmer and clearer faith in God, who, as revealed in the New Testament, is overflowingly alive." Unquote. To remedy this problem and to teach us how to know Jesus Christ personally and experientially, Andrew Murray wrote The Secret of the abiding presence. About 200 years before Murray wrote his book, a poor monk in France, Brother Lawrence, discovered that our supreme purpose in life is to have a conscious, personal union with God in Christ through faith. Brother Lawrence's life was so remarkable that following his death, some of his conversations and letters were recorded and published as The Practice of the Presence of God. The Believer's Secret of the Abiding Presence combines these two great classics from Andrew Murray and Brother Lawrence. The language of both has been modernized, but the style of Lawrence's book is so antiquated that I have rewritten his conversations and letters as personalized principles that we can consciously and prayerfully apply. With Andrew Murray's inspiring devotionals, we are presenting Brother Lawrence's ideas with a view to practical application. I have added a brief prayer of my own, which I hope will encourage you to pray your own prayer and practice the presence of Christ in your own life. Finally, I have used the text of the New International Version of the Bible. For the sake of His kingdom, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Begin now with the first lesson. Chapter 1, The Abiding Presence, in the next audio at www.internationalprayerlessons.com.